What's going on, everybody? I'm proud to tell you that I'm Underdog Sports' newest partner. On top of that, I've got even better news. They're currently running a promo for all new users. The easiest way for you to get in on the special is by downloading their app and using my code BFAH24. That's BFAH24. Even if you've already registered and you haven't deposited, you can still use a promo. What are you waiting for? Get started and come play alongside me all season long at Underdog Sports.
Welcome back. Another episode, Ball from Assembly Hall. I don't know what episode this is, Derek. I don't know if it's 12 or 13. I don't know what it is. But we back, baby. Your favorite podcasters. We're here, man. We got a lot to talk about. We discussed some things last episode. But it was kind of, you know, as soon as we discussed it, I mean, Leon McNeely decommitted from us. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and we're going to talk a little bit about just how well we've been playing. I mean, that's five in a row, Derek. You know, I keep updating, refreshing my Twitter, man, hoping Lenardi got us in, like, next four out or something.
We're
not getting no love right now. So maybe we got to win a couple more, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we got today we got Nebraska. A team that's had our number, a team that's, you know, played well against us, made shots against us. But we're playing probably the best ball we done played all year. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, man. I want to talk about some stuff from senior night that was said.
Right. We got a lot to talk about, see?
Yeah, man. I mean, as underwhelming as the season has been, Derek, it's been a lot of stuff to talk about, bro.
Man.
And that's one thing about IU basketball, bro, no matter what. Win and lose, man, it's always going to be some drama. It's always going to be something to talk about. And fans are always going to be, you know what I'm saying, involved in whatever going on. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. But anyway, bro, talk to me a little bit, man. How you doing? What's going on with you?
Man, see, like you said, bro, we're back and we're better than ever.
Yeah, like, we are, bro.
It's been a fun, what'd you say, five or six in a row? It's been
five
fun
in a row,
ball
bro.
To watch.
Five in a row, bro. It's been fun.
But like you said, bro, I mean, we could start this back a couple of weeks ago with Liam. It's something that obviously we had a podcast going. And during our podcast, we talked about, you know, the team coming back next year. And then my man dipped on us.
Yeah, man, I feel salty about that too, bro, because I talked to a few – you know, I talked to y'all, I talked to some coaches, man. I'm kind of salty about how he just left us like that, man. So, I never root against the kid. I hope wherever he goes, I know he probably going to be successful and shit like that. But, you know what I'm saying? As a Hoosier, man, I kind of take that shit personal. He kind of just left us like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to give, you know, I know this B-Walsh guy, bro. I know your man was sick, bro. I heard he was sick behind that shit, man. But I do want to say, bro, it is what it is, bro. We can't cry over spoiled milk now.
Right.
I mean, shit. Who's to say that he would have came in and been, you know, and been what we needed? We got McKenzie playing well right now. Who's to say he wouldn't have came in and stepped on McKenzie's toes and pushed his development back, because we're seeing a trend of him getting better and better and better. And I think next year, I told you from last episode, that's the one person we got to make sure comes back. I mean, they play similar to the same position a little bit, so who's to say that those guys would have coexisted right? You know what I'm saying? Coexisted well together.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you hate to see a guy like that, so highly ranked, leave, because you know you can build around him. The one thing that I do hate about that, because you're right, see, like, nobody wishes bad ill on this kid. Unless you're some Indiana fans, which is ridiculous. Like, the man wanted the best for him. And if he could find that elsewhere, all right, man, good luck. All
right. Right.
No problem. But the one thing that I have to say about it is, like, if you look at the way he did it, and he may not have liked the situation that he was walking into with IU. I mean, I always go back and think, like, look at us. Like, look at the situation we walked into.
Right.
And, you know, we embraced it. We all set out goals as freshmen and as a team to kind of have this, like, rebuilding of a program. I think it would have been really cool for him to be a part of that. But, again, I mean, you could go out on Twitter and look at the draft boards for next year, and he was on.
Right. So, everybody not built for that grind. I know that. That's that's harder than expected. I'm looking forward to see where he end up, man. It's been a lot of changes around college basketball, bro. Juwan Howard just got fired.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of changes, man. It's gonna be something interesting to see, you know, where the kid, decides to play at. But I'm with you, Derek. I mean, you know, I just don't understand why people would bash the kid or do anything. He's definitely looking out for him. But I mean, I do want to say, you know, looking into this class of high school basketball players, bro, it's really not. I mean, I know a lot of people giving IU slack and the IU coaching staff slack about not having recruits coming in. And it's just the way it is, Derek. You know, if you're not a McDonald's All-American, bro, it's really right. No point. It's really no point in recruiting right. These kids, honestly, because the talent level is low. This is a bad class as far as high school talent. You know, it's not really a big – if you're not a McDonald's guy, outside of the McDonald's guy, those are the only people that can come in prepared, ready to play right away. You get what I'm saying? And I think our coaching staff understands that, and I think that's why you don't see nobody else signed in our group. I think it's just in order to win in college basketball, you have to be older. It's a portal business now, bro. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, I heard we got $4 million to go get and to go find whatever we need. I think we'll be able to do that, dude. But $4 million, I think we should be able to go get. We should be able to go get. You know, whatever we need, you know, as far as personnel and, you know, get better. And I think that's just what we got to do. I don't want to put so much stock into, oh, well, we don't have any high school kids. We don't have, man, bro, the league, this game has changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like it was when we came out, Derek, where you got Power Five signing 3 stars and 4 stars. And, bro, if they're not a 5-star, they'd rather go get somebody older that's played a couple years of college basketball in the portal that's been successful, that know the college game, that can play right away with the physicality. And I think that's just the point where we're at right now. I mean, I know I was talking to y'all a little bit, and I was like, man, bro, why y'all ain't go to the Indiana State high school games and all that shit? I see a lot of people giving them slack for that, and he was just like, see what, bro? We got 34 days to get guys out of the portal. We got 34 days.
Yeah,
and that's just a decision we had to make, and you know, a lot of people don't understand it, but that's what we had to do in order to get. We got to get players out of the portal, bro. You have to go see players. These players are on other different universities. They're still in class. It's a lot of traveling that you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I think they decided to hold their days and gonna use their days when the season ends.
Yeah, I think the only backlash that I say to that is like. Mm-hmm. Indiana teams do really well when there's Indiana players that, like, it means the world to them. Like, the Jordan Halls of the world. Right now you're seeing the Anthony Leals of the world just having so much success, and you can see that wearing that jersey means something. I think a lot of our fan base is a lot of the backlash that I see from our fan base is a lot of people saying, you know, these guys don't care about the program. They don't know about the history. They don't know about Bob Knight. They don't know what it means. So I do think, you know, one or two of those guys would be huge. But, you know, when they started opening up the portal, this was the biggest concern. As a high school player, if
– it's tough for you now, bro. It's tough for high school players now. I feel sorry for them. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them have to go to smaller schools now and then get recruited to these bigger schools.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not many scholarships available. There's not many. It's just coaches aren't doing it there. And I agree with you. I think obviously we had a lot of in-state guys on our team. You have to have those kind of guys. But I'm simply basing it off of this year. You know,
I
know some juniors that's out there that's very good in the state of Indiana. And I think it's just as far as seniors right now. It's just a big dip. So I don't want. You know, but I agree with you, though, Derek. We definitely have to have, you know, that's just the way it is, bro. I mean, me coming from Alabama, I understand that, you know, I kind of understood you guys' passion and stuff like that. But you don't really know until you get there and you be around it. And that's when you know what I'm saying, you really understand it and what it means, you know.
Well, I think the biggest key to CWAT is, like, you're seeing it, especially here at Indiana. Indiana has been, you know, in the past, 12 years, we've just been a carousel of coaches. And so you understand that, like, you don't have a lot of time to develop these guys like you used to. Like, Indiana wants to win right now. So how do we that with guys who have played 2 or 3 years in college basketball who have been proven to make shots in front of a crowd?
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, Derek, that's all the fans care about. It's wins and losses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's really – you're going to lose your job trying to develop guys over 3 to 4 years, over a 3 to 4 year span.
If you don't have a team under you, yes.
You will lose your job trying to just, okay, I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to develop. He's a, you know, he's a Victor Oladipo. He's a Victor Oladipo type of guy.
Yeah.
You know, low risk, high reward. You know, and you got time for guys to develop and stuff. But bro, it's a fast track league, bro. You got to come in ready to play now. Like, you got to come in because that's what the other schools are doing. That's what it's came to, bro. And I think it's no, you know. That's just the way it is right now. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like it, but that's just the way it is right now. And we have to adapt as a university in order for us to get better.
I mean, a perfect example, my wife and I were talking last night during the game. Mm-hmm. Gabe Cups. We started talking about Gabe Cups. If this would have been Woody on the hot seat this year and he brought in this Gabe Cups who was, you know, said to come in and he shoots the ball, lights out. I said, Caroline, he hasn't shot the ball in the last three games. Mm-hmm. So if Woody had recruited this kid to come in and be not necessarily the savior, but like the kid who could knock down 3 or 4 shots a game, mm-hmm. from three,
mm-hmm.
that's the whole thing. Like, he's right. Going to be a good player when he develops and get older. But like right now, he has just been kind of a guy who
– a steady guy. Say,
take care of the ball. He can run the play, run the team. But as far as offensively, he doesn't give us a lot.
Right, no doubt. There you go. And you're right, Derek. And he was forced, you know, with the injury of X and with the injury of Galloway, now he's forced to take in a higher role. And just by, bro, we got so many guys over there that just doesn't have the IQ to play the game that it allows Cups to play to get on the court. And it allows him to get experience and it allows him to. If your IQ is there, it allows you to fast track. It allows you, and you know the concepts, and you know it. Granted, Gabe Cups is a guy, dad coached him, taught basketball.
Right.
You know, so he's an exception. He's a guy that probably wasn't physically ready to play, but mentally, you know, he can adapt and understand what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's why coaches feel comfortable putting him out there as if, you know, we hadn't seen CJ Gunn in, what, 3-4 games now?
I think so.
You know, I think that just comes from not ability, because we know if it's ability as far as, you know, stuff that he could do better than Gabe, I'm sure he checks off a lot of boxes.
No
but
doubt.
As far as, like, understanding what coaches want done, Gabe's the guy. You know what I'm saying? And it's been working. So it's been working. So why change it?
See, what we had four. And for anybody, for everybody listening to this, watching this, we had 450 plays our senior year. And Coach Cream, if you got out there and you didn't know a play from 3 months ago.
Oh, man, I'm talking about we put in shit that we might not run. I'm talking, you out of there.
You out.
Like, we may drill this all summer. By the end of the season there, we got a whole different playbook, whole different calls, easy. Whole different play, easy.
I was telling Caroline this. We were putting in 3 or 4 plays before the game started, the day of the game.
You know, no doubt.
No and doubt. That's why
and
I feel
better,
like,
and you better understand it.
Like, you better get it. You better be in the right spot. Mm-hmm. Like, I was telling this to Caroline last night too. Like, you know, I'm proud of what Anthony Leo's been doing. You know, next man up mentality. Mm-hmm. But I've texted Brian a few times and said, like, I feel sorry for the kid because he can't just go out there and play basketball. He can't like just go and be that, you know, 3-and-D type guy. He had mm-hmm. like every time there's a foul, there's a timeout, there's a huddle at the free throw line. He is coaching. He is like, bro, you can see it on his face. Like, you gotta be in this spot. Like, he is trying to put people in so many positions. And it's like, if you're constantly worried about guys not knowing plays, it's just a mess out there. It's just literally chaos.
You have to be extremely special, bro, to get away with not being able to do that. And I think that's what we got. That's what I like about McKenzie. That's what I like about Mbako so much, is sometimes he don't be in the right spot. Sometimes he don't, you know, know necessarily where to be. But the guy can hoop, bro. He can put the ball in the basket.
Right.
And he'll go get a layup. He'll shoot a three. He'll make it. You know, he's one of those guys that you just got to let play. And I think the coaching staff has done a great job at not handcuffing this kid And, you know, he's been able to salvage himself into a hell of a year. Co Big Ten freshman of the year, Big Ten freshman team, all first team. So I think he's been able, you know, like, I think that's a testament to the coaching staff. And, you know, that's back-to-back years for us, Derek, but we've had the freshman of the year. So I do want to give the coaching staff like a shout out for that, man. So we getting stuff done, bro. It's just not, you know, not necessarily the Hoosier way or not the way these guys want it, but we're getting stuff done.
I know.
I do want to talk. Like I said, Derek, I want to talk to you about the senior night stuff. You know, we was talking about Anthony Leal. Shout out to Anthony Leal. Gave us the game winning tip back. You know, hell of a player, bro. Just a hell of a Hoosier. Yeah. Understands what it means, you know. And a lot of people give him, I seen Dan Dawkins giving him a little slack a little bit about about stuff he said. But I just want to ask you about it, man. What do you think about, I mean, it's a different time, Derek. I know Anthony Leal came out and was telling the fans that you shouldn't be able to talk if you didn't be a coach, and telling the fans to chill out. What's your take on that, Derek? I mean, I know we're in a different time. Like, I know we weren't able to do stuff like that.
Right.
We weren't able to get on Twitter or say something or even say anything to the fans, period. Right. And, you know, a lot of guys feel like these guys getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars now, Derek. They shouldn't be able to say it either. Right. But we live in a different time, man, where everybody tries to control their own narrative. Everybody has their own platform. Everybody can put out their own stuff. I mean, look at us, Derek. We got a podcast where we're able to talk basketball and put out our own narrative and create our own stuff. So how do you feel about him doing that as a Hoosier? I mean, you're an IU guy. You grew up, you know, in the state. How do you feel about that?
Going back to your first point, though, see, that's just where I want to start. Like, some of the things that Dan Dockett says, like, I can't stand, and I've said that to you a couple times on here.
Me but too. I agree.
I do see his point. I do get his point. And you know, he hits a game winner. He hits a three, obviously, last night. Like, it's almost like you can't just make the game winner anymore. You know? And I can't speak for you, but it does irk me a little bit that, like, as soon as the game's over, he hits a game winner. And I don't know if he did it last night, but at one of the games he hit a couple threes and won the game. I can't remember what game it was, but, like, immediately going to Twitter afterward and saying, like, don't forget your Leal deal. Yeah. Don't forget your Leal deal. Hey, go out there and you can get half off if you say Leal deal. It's like, I understand that does hurt me a little bit. It's almost like, man, like, that's just the way the game is going. But it does piss me off a little bit that it's like, and you can't just win the game. You got to go out there and promote yourself. So I understand Dockage to that point. But like you said, man, I'm happy for the kid. He's playing well. His senior night speech, am I happy that he's coming back? Yes, because that's a leadership role that we
– Me too. I'm extremely happy him and Galloway are coming back. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Two leaders that we want back on this team, no doubt. You know, don't even want to get going on Galloway because I don't know what's going on with him. But, you know, Leal coming back.
I hadn't heard anything either. I don't know. I hadn't called and asked either. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. But Leal coming back I think is huge. If nothing else, it's a leadership role that we definitely need filled. The comments are hard because Woody then jumped on his back and said, like, you know, if you're not a fan of what I'm doing, you're not a true fan.
Oh my God, right. And I think that's what, like, you know, a lot of this comes like echoing their coach. Like, we was never able to, our coach didn't do that. Our coach wasn't able to, our coach didn't go out and echo and, you know, talking about true fans and stuff like that. So I feel like that's why he's able to do that. Mm-hmm. Because obviously that's been discussed in the locker room. That's been discussed, you know, around, like, you know, whatever it is. You know, he felt comfortable addressing the fans. And I just wanted to know, like, damn, man, like, are we addressing, are we able to address the fans now? I mean, I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, but, like, damn, like, that's where we at now?
I mean, there's a lot of people that I follow on this fan base that I think know basketball really, really well.
Me too.
And they've been watching it since they were kids. And am I not allowed to be critical?
Right.
Like, I want to win just as much as you do, and if I think something's wrong or I think it's being done the wrong way, like, that doesn't mean I'm not a true fan. That just means, like, it's criticism. And if you can't take criticism, you're in the wrong job.
Nope, no doubt about it. And I agree with you, bro. That's one thing I always say about Indiana fans, bro. It's they're a wild fan base, you know, but they do know basketball.
They know a lot.
They know a lot about basketball. And, you know, they study, especially the college game. You know, you got fans, bro, that just love IU basketball, break down analytical parts and break down all these types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So they're real knowledgeable about what's going on. They are a little, you know, overbearing sometimes, but I think that's just college basketball. That's just what comes with the territory. And I don't think, like, I just don't believe we should be addressing the fans like that, bro. Like, you know, unless they booing or doing some harsh stuff, you know what I'm saying? I think we should just now Mike Woodson, he's able to do whatever he wants to do. If you want to tell him, like he told him, I'm your coach and this is what it is, and
right.
You know, whether you like it or not. Granted, by all means, he has to do that. I mean, a lot of people don't like Mike Woodson's arrogance as a coach, but I think that's why he's so successful as who he was as a player, as a coach in the NBA. I mean, you got to have thick skin. You got to have, you know, and being a coach at IU, bro. If you don't have a type of arrogance about yourself, bro, they'll beat you up.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I think you gotta have that. I mean, it'll drive you crazy if you don't. So, I don't know, man. I think we should just leave that to the coaches. And I just wanted to get your take on that, bro. I was kind of, you know, I wanted to know how you felt about that.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, it's like these guys have seen IU basketball, you know, through the 70s, through the 80s. They saw us play. Like, some of these guys still reaching out to us to get on some of their shows. Like, these guys have seen basketball for 50, 60 years. They know what Indiana basketball looks like. And the product we put out this year, although we're playing well right now, do you think it's been Indiana basketball? I don't.
No, I mean, I don't think. I think our expectations are way higher than what we put out on the court, you know?
Right.
And we don't have high expectations for ourselves, then, you know, nobody will. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think we've done – obviously, we've done a job. We've done a good job at salvaging the season, but we haven't done our job in the whole grand scheme of things. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, we're not a tournament team. Let's just keep it where we are. I mean, nobody got us in the tournament, so we haven't done our job. This is IU basketball, bro. We compete for Big Ten titles, and we play to one or two seeds in the tournament, and we play to, you know, try to further get into the Final Fours and stuff like that. We know that's goals set out every year, and we hadn't accomplished that, so I think you got to just be mindful and understand where the frustration comes from the fans, as well as the fans should understand that the players are not trying to go out there and lose games. Believe me, we're trying to win games. Yeah. Like, you think we don't want to win? Like, come on, bro, be for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? But so
I think the only thing that'll make you mad though, see, is like if we had one of these runs, maybe it was only a three-game win streak at some point this season. Like, we wouldn't be having the same conversation. I think we'd be sitting in there pretty good. But the fact that we're playing so well right now, figuring it out so late, it's like, damn, just what if? What if you guys would have strung this together in the front? We'd be sitting pretty.
But what if we beat Nebraska and we beat Illinois and we get to the fucking championship there? What then? You know?
Let me ask you this, CY, because this is going to be an extremely hot take, okay?
Right.
It's extremely hot take. The way we've played all year, because I think we do have an unreal road. A Nebraska team doesn't scare anybody. No offense.
Don't scare me at all. Not at all.
And then you get an Illinois team who we didn't play against. We didn't play with Khalil Ware against them. Right. So I think this is an unbelievable setup for us. Mm-hmm. Do I want Indiana in the tournament? Yes. And I don't know if you know much about what's going on in the state, CY, but Indiana State is that one. They've earned a tournament bid. They have been fun to watch. They've got this.
I hadn't
this
watched state ablaze. Do they? Do they really?
Oh man, Indiana State, they're really? So fun to watch.
Are they really?
They're so fun. I'm just saying, if we get in and it knocks them out. Are you okay with that?
I'm perfectly fine with that. Fuck them. I ain't never really got a chance to play Indiana State. I know we played them in a little scrimmage game. I've been not liking them since because they was kind of jawing and shit. You remember we played them in the little scrimmage game in the Yeah, bro, I don't fuck with them anyway. Anyway, but yeah, that'd be perfectly fine. Oh, they didn't win their conference?
No, Drake beat them. They played Drake three times. They got them once, lost once, and then lost in the conference tournament.
In the championship?
Yeah. Well, they're on the bubble right now, and I'm thinking, man, we've played so bad all year long. If we get in and knock them out.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Kick their ass out. Fuck it. And I hope now I hope we definitely. But yeah, bro, I think, I don't know, man. I don't know if we got to win it or we actually got to get to the championship. I hear both sides.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, Dick, I feel like we can, you know, we can beat anybody in this league, bro. Like, anybody can be beat in this league. You know, yes. I've seen Illinois look great some games and look terrible some games. So I'm not really worried about them. Obviously, we got to take it a game at a time. But I definitely think we can beat Nebraska, bro. And I definitely think we're going to beat Nebraska today.
I think we're going to hammer that money line.
The way we won yesterday, bro, Ware didn't really play well. I mean, he played well, but he hadn't, he wasn't like he's been playing. He was still a dominant force, and he's able to still win us the game. You know what I'm saying? But I think we're going to play better today. I think we worked out some kinks and stuff. But right now, bro, we just playing at a high level, man. I think we're going to win today. I feel very confident.
Khalil, like you said, Khalil, last three games, has put up 26, 27, and 28. Last night had, what, 18 and 14?
Yeah, and like three blocks. Kale do 0 for 8 in the paint. Derek, I ain't gonna lie, he's put himself in the lottery. And I know I was talking to the coaches and coach y'all about it, man, and we was just like, damn, bro, it's like he's out of here now. Like, there's no if and buts about it. The way he's played the last month of college basketball.
My
he's
God.
He's put himself in the lottery, man. And like, you know, a lot of people can say what they want. I mean, kids gonna keep coming just because they able to go, you know, be on a bigger platform, able to go achieve their dreams and play. I mean, that'll be the second guy we had 1 year that's out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That Coach Woodson's had 1 year, cleaned him up, polished him up, and sent him on his way. And you know what I'm saying? I think that's what you want as a kid going into a college.
I mean, there's your line right there. There's your line for anybody in the portal to come here. Like, because you got to understand, like, nobody knew Dalton Kennett was going to do what Dalton did.
Right.
Like, he just got in a great system, and as soon as he got a little bit of confidence in him, bam.
Yeah, it took off.
So,
yeah.
Woodson can show, like, hey, ever since I've been here, I've gotten guys to the next level.
No doubt.
So, there's your tagline right there.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, I'm excited, man. You know, it's that time of March, bro. Games on all day. Derek, what's up, bro? We need to hit us one of them little tanks we hit last time around this
we
time.
We need to reach out to our FanDuel boy.
You ain't lying. Low day to count up for me, bud.
Man.
Yeah. So, man, I'm it's that time of year, bro.
I can't wait, man. I would, like you said, like I was thinking when you were talking, like I would love to see Khalil Ware, you know, front and center on the biggest stage in college basketball, just dominate. Because I think he's one of those guys that is so hard to prep for. I mean, the Big Ten, you can prep for anybody because you see him, feels like, 10 times a year.
Right.
So the fact that he's doing what he's doing against a team who knows it's coming, he gets out there and gets a Akron, a Kent State. Oh, my God, it'd be so fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, man, I think that's pretty much it, bro. I think that concludes our episode. It's been fun, man. Hopefully this is not the last one, Derek. Well, we're going to obviously do a conclusion episode, you know, of the season and stuff like that. But let's keep this thing going, Derek. Fuck, I'm trying to get an attorney, baby. I want to go dance and put my dancing shoes on. No?
Hey. Indiana money line. I'm telling man. You.
I already know. What's the line, you know?
5.5, Nebraska. Okay. We got no respect.
Nah.
That's what we were talking this morning, bro. I got a little group chat with a couple guys down there. Man, forget all the scouting reports. Nobody gives a shit about our scouting report in a conference championship. Like, we got a game under our belt. Well, we won. May not have been as pretty as we wanted it to, but we got that out of our system.
We got that out of our system. I'm telling you, that sitting shit is bad, bro. That shit happened to us our senior year. When you don't fucking play, you steady practicing, that shit is bad, bro. You need to play.
Here we
them
go.
The type of teams that win, I'm telling you. Them the type of teams that win that you know
Forget a scouting report. Forget about, you know, Tominaga, Rink. You know what these guys do. Shoot the three. Rink can go out there and shoot the three, but he's not going to kill you down low. Like, hey, just nut up, guard your man, and let's play ball.
We're going to see if they make shots today. It's a little different shooting in that NBA arena.
Yeah, I know.
You know, than it is in them.
And we've already done it.
Yeah.
We've already done it.
We've played in there. So we're going to see. I feel good about it. And that's just what it is, bro. I'm going to hammer that. I'm going to hammer that tonight.
I think I am, too.
Yeah. All right, bro. It's love. You know, we always enjoy getting on here talking, man. Y'all give us some feedback. Y'all holler at us. Try to get this episode out quick as possible. Appreciate you guys for rocking with us. It's been a fun journey.
Yep. Been fun.